Beginning on Daf Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Hey, begin on the base, begin the Tesis, the Masel Tes, begins with the words of the Gemara, so the Vishmaina S. Aleph around them was 18,000. Now, this gives the background. This is the high crux of the Sevi Yechazkel. Supposedly at the end of Sevi Yechazkel, Gabi Mendoza Yerushalayim de Lassen. Kind of the measurements of the future Yerushalayim, which Hekefa, its circumference, Vishmaina S. Aleph Kanem, is 18,000 reeds, which is, Kanem really is actually a name of a measurement. The Nimtzis Midas Ribu, so it comes out that the measurement of its square, it's Arbes Alofim V'chamesh Mei is Kanem Oirich, a length of 4,500 Kanem in the length. Al Arbes Alofim V'chamesh Mei is Kanem Reich, and the same measurement on the west. Midas HaKanem, what's the measurement actually of this Kanem? Shesh Amis is the measurement of 6 Amis. Now, Mashakos B'Svarim, this it says in certain texts, Temeneser Alpayim Parsi, that there was these 18,000 Parsayis, Ligars in the Ligars Parsi. Dr. Parsi makes it a crowd. Do you think it says Parsi in the Pasik? Hello, Garcinan, Temenesa Alfi daughter Kamikadish Baruch, which is 18,000 Kanem, which was the measurement of a row in front of a Kadish Baruch. But who heck of a Kanem? That's the circumference of the Kanem from all four sides. The Nimtzis Ribua comes out of its square. Dala Lofim Chamesh Mez Kanem, Yerachadal from Chamesh Mez Kanem, like we said before. Dach Xiv Kurd is what the Pasik says in Yechazkel, the Eilat Tetzoy Seir. And this is what comes out of the city Mefas Sof on the northern side. Chomesh Meis Va'arbis Alof Mida, measurement of 4,500 in B'ksevu Pas Yoma. It says on the west, Chomesh Meis Va'arbis Alof Mida, B'ksevu Pas Negba, Chomesh Meis Va'arbis Alof Mida, B'ksevu Pas Kedma, Chomesh Meis Va'arbis Alof Mida. Where you see that there was in all directions. B'ksev Sof V'shmayna Asa Alof, and then it says all around was 18,000, which that's the circumference of the square on all four sides together. And then he's bothered. He says, wait a second, how's it going to learn out from here that the area where the tzaddikim sit in front of the Kodesh Baruch with this measurement, I don't have the krug of Yerushalayim, because it's supposed to be said in the context of Yerushalayim, not regarding Hashem. That Shimana, we expound from this, the dora, the kamei kutcher b'richu, that the rose in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is because the chsib b'seva, the Kodesh says at the end of the pasuk, b'shem ha'ir, miyayim Hashem shama, which obviously is talking about regarding the makam Hashchina, that, yeah, we have these 18,000 Kanem in front of Hashem. Continue with the next places. The Masal Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara, that there's actually this two lulav. It says, Kapois Tamarim, Achaz Lulav of the Mizbeach, one lulav is for the lulav, and one is for the Mizbeach. Shai says, Leitach and Kala Farsh, not possible to explain to the Yechman Brickle, the Polyk, and Beshvit, there's only disagreement regarding Hashem and Rabbah, and only then was there this lulav. Ela Kulam and Polyk, rather, he disagrees regarding every single day. He holds that, no, actually the palm branch was what brought all 7 days around the Mizbeach, and not the Arabah. Just like Abishol, he expounds Arvei, Echel HaMikdash, one for the Mikdash, then they call Zion, because it's similar to the other Arabahs, which are all 7. And here also, it's for all 7. So the Rabban, that they learn out the Arabahs from Lachem HaShemizina, then they call Zion. So to over here, Rabbi Yechim Berik is also learning it out. The Lulav is also all 7. Now, Rabbi Yechim Berik, Darshlo Arvi, so what does he do with Arvi? So Arvi comes to teach that of it's two types of Arabis. According to him, there's only Lulav and branches, two types of Lulav, not that of Arabis. Rather, only the one of the Lulav. That's Keshav Tanai, the Lulav HaGazel. That's like the other Dhammar Lulav HaGazel, where that Arvi learned out other things from that. Valach HaLeslein, he doesn't hold up Alach HaMashmizin, and therefore you're right, there was only Lulav and not Arabis. We learn in the Mishnah, the Brisa says, "Vayisayim in that day." Not necessarily that day; it's really all 7 days. Now, that's all according to the first interpretation. It's learned from a pasuk. But Mila Reb Levi, according to Reb Levi, in the first time Rabbi Yechim Rekha, that he explains reasons like the palm tree. V'leim Mikra Darsh doesn't expand the pasuk elsewhere. Rather, it's logic. Shu is Simon Yafel, like a listener Shul Yisrael. Rather, it's a good sign for the praise of the Jewish people. Shein Lemei Lev Vachash Labirim Shemesh Mem, because they only have one heart to their Father in Heaven. Efshir is the Gersa. The Lehav Eliyim Echad possible there was only one day. And Ben Yiyim Echad Ben Yiyim Kol Shiva Lo Yisad of Batelin. And whether it's 1 or 7 days, you're right. It's not like there was no Arabas. But Tavayu Hayu actually was both. My Bia Shal Rava. He had these branches of the Rava. And Mecharet Shal Dakel, because the Rava was like, yeah, whichever source you hold of the Halach B'Shal Sinai or Abri Nachal that do Arabas. And this of the palm branch was just as a good simon for Lev Echad Levim Shabbat Shemayim, that there was also that. Continue with the next Tez Master. The Tez begins with the words like more Echad Zeb Echad Zeb Shiva. Both Lulav and Sukkah are for the brachas are for 7 days, which Tez, however, says that in tzukah b'lulav shavim lebracha, but they're not still the same exact regarding a bracha. Now lulav im lebracha lepamachas b'yam. Lulav you only make a bracha once a day. Even if you're shuckling later in the day. Now b'sukkah, but sukkah called emes d'nefnas la. Every time you enter, k'deshiach b'yishta b'yashin that you should eat and drink and sleep. B'afal esav b'ma yayim, even 10 times a day if you had a hasling. Lebracha kolachas lachas, you make a bracha in every single one. Me davat tefillin, because much of nicha, just like we found my tefillin, even 100 times a day, every time that you put on, you can make a bracha. So it's any time, what's the reason why they're different? Because the sukkah, the mitzvah melisidasa, if you can have a meal, lo yashal mechol chutz sukkah. You cannot eat out of the sukkah. Bishak va ochel bebe sukkah, even if you already ate once before in the sukkah. Chen tefillin, so do tefillin. Kol yom mitzvasan, the whole day is this mitzvah, shem enochem b'reshah b'zoi, really all day you're supposed to wear tefillin on your head and your arm. Therefore, every time you make a bracha, avalulav, avalulav, ein nekem mitzvah, sapa mazliyam, the mitzvah, the prime mitzvah only once a day, and I'm like the Gemara said, on the mimbiz menav, min agbei, once you picked it up, nothing, but you fulfilled your obligation, and therefore, really, there's no more mitzvah, so although, yeah, you could do an extension of that by holding it, but that's why you're not going to make a bracha, although each one you can make every single day, but you're not going to make every single time in that day by lulav, in contrast to that of sukkah and tron.